You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Welcome to a April 5th edition of Today in Sports Betting, presented by hoop-ball.com. I'm your host, Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. And guys, it was all really fun this morning. I did a live episode of Today in Sports Betting on Twitter through Twitter Spaces. I like the new Twitter Spaces. I think that it's actually like one of the better things that they have on there. And, I think that's going to be an everyday or every Monday thing now. Every Monday we will be live on my Twitter at VM Center through Twitter Spaces. And the cool thing about it is with that, you guys can request to join in on the show by just clicking a button on your phone or on your tablet or whatever. You click it. It says request a chat, and we can start answering your guys' questions that way. You guys can start sending in reactions, start sharing the shows more live. It's gonna be, again, live stream. It's really fun. It was a lot of fun to do. So this is just going to be a quick review of what I already talked about. A quicker, more cleaner show on this one. I don't expect it to be too long. I just want to, again, thank everyone that did listen to the live show on Twitter this morning, 9:30 a.m. every Monday. That's what we're going to start doing, Twitter Spaces with me, Vince Miracle, at VM Center on Twitter. And yeah, man, it should be a lot of fun just doing more and more live shows. But this, again, this is going to be a quicker show for you guys. So let's go ahead and jump right on in. Cavs, 9.5-point underdogs over the San Antonio Spurs here on the road. Current line sits at plus 335 over a minus 470, and the over-under currently sits at 216.5, which is the second lowest scoring total here of the day. I actually like the Cavs here, plus 9.5. It actually went up a hook here, so it's actually trailing more and more in favor of the Spurs, but I like the Cavs here at plus 9.5. If Garland, Jared Allen, and Colin Sexton are all playing, I think 9.5 is enough points for the Cavs to stay within that range. I actually think the Cavs are a nice up-and-coming team. Obviously, they have a lot of work to do. I like the pieces that they're starting to build with. I like the Cavs plus 9.5 here. Knicks, Nets. So the Nets have just came out. So this happened just now while I hit the record button, literally 60 seconds ago. The Nets have officially ruled out Kevin Durant, who had the possibility, not the probability, but the possibility of joining in today's lineup. Unfortunately, he is not going to be in that game. Neither is Blake Griffin. Again, that's injury maintenance there. Landry Shamet's ankle and Tyler Johnson's knee have all been ruled out for today's game. But you notice who's not on that injury report? That's James Harden. So James Harden will be in the lineup today. He has been cleared for a return. So now the line has already changed from 5.5 to 6. I still think that's a perfect place for where you can snag the Nets here, where they're going to have Kyrie and James Harden. and LaMarcus Aldridge. A lot of scoring potential there. I still think the Knicks have the possibility of keeping up, though. So, again, I think six is a little too rich. I'm gonna go Knicks plus six here. I think they have the ability to keep it within range. I think the defense has definitely stepped up for the Knicks. I like the Knicks here plus six. The James Harden news kind of scares me. I was very bullish on the Knicks there with the mindset that Harden was going to be out during the live show. But now finding out that he is playing, I may be maybe slightly less bullish. But I still like the Knicks here at plus six. Over under currently sitting at 217. I like the over there. Yes, the Knicks defense is better, but it's not going to be able to shut down James Harden and Kyrie Irving. And they're not going to be able to slow down Julius Randle at all, so I don't like that one, not even a little bit. I like the over there at 217. I think that should hit there pretty easily, honestly. I like over 217. 5.5 was the prop bet here for Nerlens Noel. It sits at plus 104 for Nerlens Noel to get over 5.5 points. Again, his last few games, he hasn't really been there, but prior to his last three games where he went scoreless, 4 points, he had 8, 13, 8, and 6, all over 5.5. He has the ability to do it. It's a layup in every quarter. It's a layup in just the first three quarters. I think he's more than capable of doing it against a Nets team that likes to give up a lot of points in the paint. Give me Nerlens Noel over 5.5 points, sitting at plus 104 line. This is probably the only one I've given away today, but this will be on my wager pass. It's going to be minus 4.5 to the Sacramento Kings. I like that one a lot. I think the Kings need to win this game. They know they need to win this game. The Wolves have already basically ruled out Ricky Rubio and D'Angelo Russell, listing them both as doubtful for tonight's game. So you're going to see a lot of Jordan McLaughlin. You're going to see a lot of Karl Anthony Towns. And they also already ruled Malik Beasley as doubtful as well in this game. So they've already lost their shooting, their scoring for the Timberwolves other than Cat. I got Kings minus 4.5 here. This should be a game where the Kings dominate and start building some positive momentum heading into their next one.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Jazz Mavs. Jazz are 4.5-point favorites here on the road against the Mavericks. I like the Jazz. They're the number one seed going up against the number seven seed. This could be a matchup that they're actually looking at if the Mavs do fall to that eighth seed. This could be a matchup for them. I like the Utah Jazz here. They could be sending a message right before the playoffs, which are just right around the corner, guys. They're healthy. Mitchell, Gobert, Bogdanovich, Ingles, all these guys are already listed as playing. Minus 4.5 seems just about right. I actually see them winning this game by 6 or 8 points. Not double digits, but 6 or 8. So -4.5 is just right. I'll take the Utah Jazz -4.5. Wizards-Raptors. Now, look, this game is interesting to me, but I can't put my finger on any of those two teams. The Wizards have been playing better. The Raptors are kind of playing worse. I think they're trying to figure out who they are, the Raptors. I think they're trying to figure out who they are as a team, what's next for them. I think they're already starting to think about what they're going to start doing in the offseason and just trying to get to the finish line here with this season. So this is a wait-and-see game for me. I'm going to just watch and see how they play and see what I can take away from the talent on both teams and how we're going to be looking at them playing. Pistons-Thunders, the next game up, we have the Pistons 3-point favorites. I think this is only the third time all season the Pistons have been favorited in a game. They are 3-point favorites here over the Oklahoma City Thunder that do not have Lu Dort, that do not have SGA, do not have Al Horford. So it's about the young guys, Theo Maledon, Moses Brown, Isaiah Roby, all these young guys. Those are going to be the guys we're going to keep our eyes on. I personally don't know which way to go here. I in terms of spread, that -3, that kind of scares me a little bit. I mean, if you had to bet, go -3. Me personally, I will be betting this. This will be a bet that I have, but I'm not going to be putting it on the wager pass, as obviously this spread is too big. It's -145 to the Pistons. I think that line is just right. It sits exactly where it needs to be, to where if you put down, let's say, $150, you're making positive money there as it's over the spread line. I like -145. I think the Pistons win this game. I just think it's going to be a close one. I think it comes down to the wire. And is Jeremy Grant, Mason Plumlee, or is Diallo going to shut down his old team? I mean, there's so many options for the Pistons, where the Thunder, it's just a bunch of young guys. They can score, but they can get themselves into trouble. Again, obviously, the Pistons should be favorited. The spread kind of scares me. I guess you can go -3 to the Pistons, but I like -145. Lean on the veterans that have been in the game for a little bit longer over that Thunder team that's just a bunch of young guys. Next up and lastly, we have the Phoenix Suns, 14.5. On the show, they were 15-point favorites, so that's already came down to the hook. 14.5 points to the Phoenix Suns. I like the Rockets at 15, plus 15. 14.5, I'm still okay with it. I like taking the dog. That's a lot of points. Christian Wood, I think, is going to be unstoppable for the Suns, against the Suns. I think Jae'Sean Tate is going to do the best thing he can do to slowing down Devin Booker. I'm not sure he's going to be able to slow down Devin Booker, but he's going to definitely attempt a lot of three-point shooting here. The Suns are going to be able to give up some threes. I think they're going to come in here with the mindset that the Rockets are going to be an easy team to walk through. They're feisty, man. They play up and down. I explained it earlier as a car crash. Like, they're a team. Like, you never want to see a car crash. Never want to see one happen. But once it's, like, about to happen, you can't take your eyes off of it. So, like, when I turn on a Rockets game, I really don't want to watch a Rockets game, but it's on, and, like, these things are happening, and you have to just, ugh, I just can't take my eyes off them. I think they're a bad team, that they're just so entertaining to watch. Like, they're so hard not to watch because they're so bad. But they somehow keep it close until the second half. I don't know. 15 points is a lot. It's currently sitting at 14.5. If you can get it back at 15, I like that more. If you're willing to buy the hook, I like that as well. Give me the Rockets here at plus 15. But this is a game that you don't want to go more than a unit on. All right, guys. That is our show. Again, this is just a recap. Quick little 10-minute podcast describing the picks for the day. We did do this live, and it's going to continue to be live every single Monday on my Twitter handle at VM Center on Twitter. We're going live. I might even be start doing this on the at Hoopball Gaming Division, since that's probably what you guys are following more. I'm working up to that. We'll see how that goes. Again, the spaces thing, they just allow beta slowly for Twitter, but I do like that we are able to go live. I'm also going to figure out the recording while being live, so this is all just one big recording, because it was 30 minutes live that you guys aren't really going to be able to hear, but you guys did get all the picks. Let me know all of your guys' thoughts. Rate, review, subscribe to the show. I'm at VM Center. The website's at Hoopball Tweets, hoop-ball.com for the www dots, and at Hoopball Gaming, hoop-ball.com/gaming for our division alone. Again, guys, I appreciate you all for listening. Rate, review, subscribe, and until next time, good vibes.
Bye-bye. This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.